Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sturgis Credit Repair is a 5-star rated online credit repair company. We help people just like you build or rebuild their credit scores. If you have no credit history, we offer products to help you build credit history so that you never have to depend on anyone co-signing for you. If you have bad credit, enroll into our service today and allow us to work on the negative items affecting your credit scores. We take no money up front, so start our service today for free. You'll get updated through your online account as well as receiving updates through your email. For those who are trying to buy a home, we're partnered with multiple real estate agents and loan officers who are ready to assist you with your goals. If you are a real estate agent, loan officer, or anyone dependent on customers with good credit, create a free partner account with us today. You can manually send or receive clients through your online account as well as track their progress before they go to someone else. Visit our website to learn more about our services. All right, so if you're watching this episode, just know I am super tired by now. If you watched any of the earlier episodes before this one, you know that I said I was making a lot of episodes just due to I received a lot of questions over the last week and over the weekend. I just haven't had any time to make any episodes, videos, or podcasts. Over the questions that I receive, I make videos and podcasts so I can send to new clients when they ask these same questions, so that I can just send them a link and I don't have to retype all of this information. Plus, it's easier for someone to listen or watch and understand fully versus reading an email or reading a message. So this is the last one that I had to do today, as far as questions that I receive from clients that I receive every single week. So I figured I'd make it easy for everyone. So this is usually a little bit more complicated than the simple questions that I've got on how to use a credit card or when to pay a credit card. This one is referring to how to apply for a mortgage. If you are a client of mine or, you know, for Sturgis Credit Repair, you know that we're partnered with a lot of real estate agents and loan officers. We refer a lot of people to all of our partners every month, and then our partners refer a lot of clients to us who are looking to buy a car or looking to buy a home or, you know, just trying to improve their credit scores in general. So we work with a ton of loan officers in the mortgage industry. So I'm pretty experienced what to tell people when they say, hey, when should I apply for a mortgage, or how should I apply for a mortgage, or can I even get approved for a mortgage? So this is just based on my opinion. And my opinion is pretty strong. And usually if you follow my opinion, you're definitely going to get approved for that mortgage. So the very first thing I want to talk about when someone asks, you know, hey, how should I apply for a mortgage, or when should I apply for a mortgage, or, you know, can I get approved? Give yourself a year advance. So, you know, don't ask if you can get approved for a mortgage in 2 months if your credit scores are in the 500s. Just you're just going to stress yourself out. You're going to give me a headache, most importantly, because it's impossible, you know, unless magic happens and you have some type of angel over your head. But give yourself a year in advance. And this isn't just relating to credit scores. This is just in general, your credit scores, the type of home you're trying to get, the area you want to live in. Is it close to work? You want to make sure the job that you have now is secure. You're still going to have that job, you know, a year after you buy the home. You can afford the home with that job. You can afford to have money saved up after the home purchase with that job. You know, you definitely want to give yourself a year advance on shopping for a house or trying to get approved for a home. So after you gave yourself a year timeline or more, go down to number two here, which is credit scores. Now with a home, you definitely want your credit score 720 plus. You know, don't even think about applying for a home loan, because it's just going to be a lot of stress if you have scores in the 600s or the 500s. You may get by with 650 plus or 680 plus. I know for a fact if you have a 620 credit score, 620, 630, maybe in the 640 range, you're going to run into a lot of difficulties getting approved for that home loan. So just make sure you get your scores in the 700s. If your scores are lower than the 700s, reach out to us at Sturgis Credit Repair and allow us to work on your credit and see if we can help you get that home loan much quicker versus waiting 7 years for those negative accounts to fall off. So credit scores, you want to be 700 plus. So I'm going to write this down here on the board so you can remember as I talk in this episode. So you want your credit scores to be 700 plus. Number three, we're going to talk about income, your job, DTI, and savings. Okay. So your income, that goes back to having a stable job. So you don't want to jump and try to get approved for a home in 1 month. And, you know, let's just say you just started a new job 4 months ago. You're not, you know, for certain if that job is going to be for you in a year, or that job is going to lay anyone off soon or anything like that. So you want to give yourself a year advance or a year head start and make sure that your current job or your current employer, you know, is the right fit for you. The second thing with income, you want to be under 40% DTI. So that includes all of your monthly bills that are reported to your credit report. Things like credit card payments or car loans or a current home loan. You're trying to apply for a second mortgage. So everything has to fit into that 40% budget. If your debt to income is over 40%, then you're not going to get approved. So if I made $5,000 a month, I can't have $3,000 worth of debt because I'm not going to get approved for that new loan. So once you checked off that your job is the right fit, your income checks out good, you've been at the job for a long time, you sure that income that you have now is going to be reliable, you know, years after you buy the home and you can afford the home, you know, and your DTI is under 40%. Then the next thing you want to do is focus on your savings or focus on saving money for a down payment. And a lot of times for your first time home buyers, you have to at least have 3 months of monthly payments saved up in your checking account. So I guess they call that residual, where you have, let's say you, if you have a $1,000 home note or mortgage, they want to see $3,000 in your bank account just so you can be less of a risk and you're not going to miss the first payment or two with that loan. So you saved up some money, your debt to income ratio is under 40%, your job is a decent job, and your income checks out good and you can afford the home after you purchase it. Secondly, you know, if you're in sales, that goes back to this income stage. You don't want to be in a sales job and you go from having bad credit to good credit in 1 or 2 months. You want to make sure that your income checks out good, you're consistent with your sales, you made the same money, you know, every month or more for a year. You know, you don't want to jump into the mortgage game and apply for a mortgage just because you made decent money 1 or 2 months. And then you go and apply for a home loan and they can't use that money that you made because it's only been 2 months. Or if they can, as soon as you buy the house, your sales decrease and then you can't afford the home anymore. So if number three checks off good, go down to number four, budget. So I like to tell people, give themselves 6 months of giving themselves a budget. So this goes back to the income stage in number three. So with a budget, that goes back to someone with sales. Let's say if you made $3,000 in commission 1 month and next month is $2,000, next month is $6,000, month after that is $1,500, you know, you're inconsistent. So you want to break things down and budget yourself. How much is your average monthly income? So you want to budget yourself for at least 6 months. See what your consistent income is for 6 months. That way you're going to know for a fact how much you can afford, you know, for a home mortgage or a home loan. So budget yourself, make a smart decision. Of course, when you go out and get pre-qualified, the bank is going to tell you how much you can afford. But if you're like me, I don't like anyone telling me what I can afford. I want to know for a fact that I'm comfortable with that payment, and I know for a fact that I can afford it. So a bank is going to try and smush everything possible into your income just so you can get approved, because the more you get approved for, the more percentage they get paid on your home loan. So budget yourself, make sure you're staying in a comfortable range that you still can save decent amount of money and pay your, you know, bills that's not reported to your credit report, like your utilities, your insurance, and things like that, fuel, snacks, food, whatever. Number five, the area that you want to live in. You don't want to go and apply for a home loan so quick because you went from a 500 credit score to a 700 in 1 month, which is impossible, and you go out and apply for a home and, you know, you're not familiar with this area, or you haven't done research in this area, you move in, the crime rate is horrible, and now you want to put the house up for sale, and now you're back in the same situation you was before. That goes back to the second part of number five, the type of home. So you want to study what type of home you want, how much land, how many bedrooms, how you want the floor plan to be. So, you know, for the people that reach out to us and say, hey, I got a 500 credit score, can you fix my credit so I can buy a home next month? You know, it's a whole lot more steps to buying a home or applying for a mortgage than just fixing your credit score. So if you don't give yourself a year head start on buying a home, and you come to somebody trying to help you buy a home in a few months, then you're just going to stress yourself out, and 9 times out of 10, waste the person's time that's trying to help you. So I hope this episode helped you. If you're out there and you're trying to apply for a mortgage and you don't need credit help or help raising your credit score, still reach out to us here at Sturgis Credit Repair. We can refer you to the right professional. If you don't have one, we can refer you to a great realtor and a great loan officer in your area. Thank you for watching or listening to this episode, and stay tuned for our next episode that we're going to make shortly. If this video helped you, be sure to like it, comment, share it, and subscribe to this channel for more helpful videos like this one. Thanks for watching.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.